Pastor Jameson will be bringing us a message this morning from the book of John, John 17, verses 1 through 5. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the earth was." This is the word of God. You may be seated.
Oh, there you are. Here I am. We take that passage of Scripture that is not as familiar as I think it ought to be. It's one of the great passages in the whole Bible. Do you get the picture of what Pastor was reading there? It's called the High Priestly Prayer. We find it in the end of the time, we're going to talk about this in a few minutes, in the time when all the disciples were together. Judas had left by that time. And when he prays as they leave the upper room, I want you to get that picture. You won't get it, what's going on here. This is at just the time before Jesus is going to go down into the garden and make those prayers, go into in all the judgment seats and die on the cross for us. All this, this is what he prays before he enters into that garden, as far as I can tell. So we are looking at Jesus when he's, well, let's look. I'm going to present this a little different. First big surprise to you, I do it that way every Sunday. You only got one more Sunday, though. Pastor Don is getting better, but I still get a shot at you next week. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we'll see. These questions from that passage. Who's this doing the speaking now? It says, today I'm going to, I say this to you, today I'm going to call this, the one that's standing there and praying, today I'm going to call him the one that changed the calendar. Because when he got done, Mark, it was B.C., A.D. After his death, the whole thing changed. Within hours, that's the one that's praying. Think about that. The whole thing that we think about even in our secular world got changed that day. That was just something that came to my mind. You got to put up with that because that wasn't really in there. Who is doing the speaking? Well, he's the one I read when I first started reading my Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're all there. This is who's praying here. Get that picture. This is the one. God the Father, God the, this is the Son. Here in our passage, he calls him Father. In our passage in John 17, Jesus spoke these words and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come." Well, now we've gone all the way down from the beginning of the world was created. We get into the time when Jesus stepped into this world. 33 years later, now he stands before his Father in heaven. You get that picture? That kind of blows my mind. He says, the hour has come. All the time when he was talking to his disciples and he was trying to explain what was going on to them, he would say, why didn't they kill him here? Well, my hour is not yet come. Why didn't you do this? My hour is not yet come. Why, what's that? But now the hour has come. God the Son talks God to the Father. He says, the hour has come. I think he's got word from heaven. What do you think? Glorify, and then this says, this high priestly prayer says, glorify your son that your son may glorify you. Wait a minute. This is the book of John we're reading. When I start the book of John, that's where I find him. You know this. Some of you have this memorized. I did at one time, but my memory left me, and I can't do it as good as I used to. But when I begin to read this, I want you to now picture, we're going to talk about that in a minute, I want you to picture them leaving, and just ready to leave, I think, that room where the Passover was. And I think I see him standing there before they go down to the garden. I think that's what I would see if I was in that room looking at him. That's what I think I would see. But this is what, if I was one of the disciples, that I would know for sure. Listen, when John starts describing this one I just got through describing here, standing before them, this is the way he described it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then it reads on like this. I want to make sure I get every word right. All things were made through him, and without him was nothing. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's who we're listening, praying to the Father here this morning. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Then we got John. It comes from God. He wasn't the Son of God. He was sent to bear witness of God. You remember that, the true light that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world didn't know him. He came to his own, and his own didn't receive him. Remember that? We memorized that when we were young. But you remember that great verse? But to as many as received him. Is that you? This Jesus is standing and just going to pray to his Father right now. Way back to, but to as many as received him, the one that created the world, the one that came to die on a cross for our sins. We're going to do that in just a few hours. Father, would you listen to me as I pray to you? I want to honor your name and glorify your name. There could never be a greater glory than we're going to talk about on Easter. Pastor's going to talk about that on Easter. I think he's getting in his head. By the time he gets it here, you guys will just be floating, I think, because he'll be ready. He's got 3 weeks to think about it, so he'll be ready on that time. Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's the eternal Son. Can you figure that out? If you're doing good, if you can. That's the eternal Son talking to the eternal Father and said, glorify yourself in me as I give glory to you. There it is. It's the most wonderful thing. The Word was God, in the beginning was God. Then John tells us in this book of John, all things were made through him. In him was life. I'm going to review this just a second here. John the Baptist came to tell us about the light of the world. In these verses, we who know him really love him. Verse 10 said the world don't like him, didn't know him. Verse 11 says that his own didn't receive him. And I repeat again, verse 12 says that's our verse. But to as many as receive him, to them gave he the power, the authority, the ability to become the sons of God. To those that believe in his name. That's you, isn't it? I hope it's you. If it isn't, you can do it today and get saved. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, it says in that first chapter. In John 17, we find, here's the one that we find, I don't know when you found him, but I found him in John 3:16, Mark. For God, you remember it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's where I found him. I've learned a lot about him since then, but I found him then. Number two, I want to go through the setting just a little bit here. I'm moving right along. Let's check the setting of the prayer. It's in the upper room. We talked about this in Lloyd's class for a couple weeks. If you take John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, you're in the room. It's the Passover. His disciples are there with him. They have done that a couple, three times now. Passover every year, you celebrate the Passover. Pastor Don has covered this very clearly, how the Passover becomes our communion later on. You all know about that. As we look at these chapters, let me just review what Jesus has said just before he says, Father, I want to go home, and I want to glorify you, and I'm going to glorify you. That's what he's saying. Now let's go back there and let's see what he said before that and what he did. A quick sneak review. Chapter 13. Among things, I'm just going to thumbnail. In chapter 13, Jesus washed his disciples' feet. We think that's an odd thing. We look it all over and we get it all figured out. He essentially says, by the way, when you become one of my people and one of my disciples, you serve each other like I served you. That was the lesson. That's all I'm going to go from there. Chapter 14, that's the chapter. We know that chapter. I think I could quote that one, right? Let me see if I got it. You know, and when you get so old, you think you know everything and remember it. I can't hardly remember my name this morning. I got a lot of things in my mind and I got to go right. So when I look at this, it will come to me just like that. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And Thomas says, where in the world are you going? We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And we say this at every funeral. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's it. That's what John 14, that's what God the Son said just before he left and stands there and praying before them in chapter 17. Put it in the womb. It just gets, it'll expand in your mind as you put it all the room. We see him washing the feet. We see him talking about heaven. We see him, the next chapter, I think I'm skipping a lot of stuff. The next chapter, chapter 15. Oh, that's all about the vine and the branches. That's talking about us who belong to the Lord, who get all our strength and all our help and all our hope and everything from the vine, and we're the branches, and you know what we're supposed to produce? Fruit. Are you a fruit-bearing person? Well, if you're connected, you ought to be. That was chapter 15. At the end of chapter 15, I couldn't leave this out because, boy, I went down through this, and this is, if I can find what I'm supposed to say here. Oh, yeah, he tells us that he was going to go away. If he's going to go away, he says in chapter 15, he's going to send the Comforter. And in that chapter, he tells them the Comforter will guide them into all truth. And it said in chapter 15, and he will glorify me. We know who that's talking about. That's talking about the Holy Spirit that came into your life the day you got saved. That didn't come yet. They didn't have him yet. They had him over here, but not in here. But every single one of you that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior have the Holy Spirit in your life. And that's the one it says, and I like this, Jesus tells them, and he tells you and me. He's come in there to guide you and help you along as you live. That's what the Holy Spirit is in. And it's always related to one thing, one simple thing. Truth. When you read it, when you get it, you got the truth. And by the way, that comes from the one who's called the way, the truth, and the life. I got another chapter or two to go. Well, I'm going to go fast. In chapter 16, we apply this. We need to apply this personally when he says he will guide us and he will glorify him. So when the Holy Spirit comes in, has come in your life, let me just say to you, would you please carry out chapter 16? Would you please remind yourself that you need to listen to God and pray to God the Father through God the Son and listen to the guidance in the direction of the Holy Spirit. That's what he is sent him. That is why he has sent him. Okay, 14, 15, 16, 17. Here we are. Now we got there. Now we're back where I started. 17 chapter verse 1. Okay, let me see how I'm doing here. Oh, yeah. Number 3. You're going to listen fast? I'm going to give it fast. You got your mind going? Good. He prays now as he stands before these disciples and he's going into the garden. The hour has come. Glorify your Son that he may glorify thee. We know he was born of a virgin. We know he never sinned. We know that he came to die on the cross for our sins and because of our sins. And we know that the victory came when he rose again the third day on Resurrection Sunday. Easter just expands my mind. I never can get too much of that. We now listen to him as he prays for himself. I'm going back now. He's going to do all this in the next 3 days. Now he stands and this is what he prays. Glorify thy Son that he may glorify thee. That's verse 1, the last part. Verse 2, he says, as thou hast given him the power or authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as he's given him. I know that this means all who believe on his name. I know that if you believe on him as your own personal Savior, that's you. And then I put down next because it's true. Any farther, I can't understand. I just know that I am in and you can get in today by trusting in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Note what he says in verse 3 of that of chapter 17, what's involved. This is life eternal. That comes through the one that's standing there before them, that they might know thee. That is the God from eternity past. The only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And let's check that know thee. There it is. Oh, well, everybody knows God. Well, wait a minute. That's more than being aware of God. That's more than information. That's more than a feeling. That's more than just an experience. All those are in there. If I know the Lord is my Savior, God, I need to know about it. And it's okay if I feel. I think I do feel lots of things a lot of times. But that doesn't get me in. That just makes me happy I got in. What I need you to understand is this knowing, as I see it, to me, this knowing that he's asking the Father to provide for us is an understanding him, the one who's praying, as God who is perfect, God who loved me and gave himself for me on the cross, who I have accepted as my personal Savior, and I use two words to get that in. I'm more than aware, more than informed, more than feeling, more than experience. You know what I got? I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And by faith, I've trusted in him. That's how I got in. That's how you got in. And by the way, that's how you're going to get into heaven. This is a wonderful passage. He's talking to the Father about how to get it accomplished. He says, the hour's come, let's get it done. No, he didn't say it exactly that way. Are you there with me? This is a holy ground we're on here. As we in that. By the way, are you in the room with me? Where all the disciples are? You still there with me? He's going to go walk down the garden just a few minutes right after he got done here. It looks to me like. And when he does that, he's going to pray, and then he's going to do, and he's going to die. He's going to take my sin and your sin, my hell and your hell, and he's going to rise again the third day, victory over it all. That's what he's going to do. Those disciples haven't seen it yet. If you're in the room, you get all the promise. And by the way, if you want to understand it clearly, you listen next time Pastor Don gives communion. Because that's what happened in that room, in that, I think it's 16th chapter. Well, it's the whole thing, 13. They came in for the Passover. They left what we call the Last Supper, when Jesus Christ explained what was going to happen, who was going to do it, and how it was going to get done. That's how we, and it's all explained better than any place else when you have communion. You all know that? I don't have to go through that. You got it. Save about 10 minutes of my sermon. Hallelujah for that. I think I got everything here. Let me see what I missed. I just put down here, oh, Jesus knows this prayer is an answer before he prays it. He knows what he's going to do, how he's going to do it. By the way, he's God the Son. So he knows all that. This is done. This great transaction is done, and I am my Lord's, and he is mine. Oh, I am anxious, desirous to get back home. Father, please glorify me. I want to go back home. Just think of what he left. Just think of who he was when he left. Just think of what he's getting home. He's going to come home, and when he gets home, he's going to get the glory that is from forever past. Isn't that a wonderful prayer? Now, Jesus, if I were to go, I always tell you to watch the red lines. That's the red print. If you read what he prayed, that's just the start, those first five verses. I just chose to tell you what I think is quite often kind of passed by, because he prays for his disciples and he prays for every one of us, the church. You belong to the Lord, you're part of it. And he prayed for you. But we're not preaching on that this morning. You don't get that. You got it though, okay. I think that's the one I'm going to quit. That's enough of that. I just have a question. This one that stands there before his disciples and says all these, is he your Savior? If he isn't, I got the greatest news in the world. You can trust in that Savior today. Ask him, you don't need to understand what you're doing, to forgive you of your sins. Trust in this Savior as your Savior, who has died on the cross for your sins and rose again the third day, that we can trust in him, the one who can take us. Hey, pretty soon, I'm getting old, pretty soon, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the glory land. Not because I deserve it, or because I worked on it and got it right, but because I trusted the Lord as my Savior. And that's how you got in too. If you walk out here today, I want you to walk out here saying, hallelujah for the Savior who died on the cross for my sins. I got a song I wanted to have us to sing at the end. 527, I think it is. 539, we got up here. Probably, let's try. It's supposed to be, when all my labors and trials are over. Let's see if that's, we'll get the right page, Kath. 539? Okay, it's 539. It won't hurt you to stand up to sing, then you'll be awake when you go. See, now, I've been explaining the glory. I've been trying to get you a hold of the glory that Jesus was asking the Lord to help him to get to. Now, because that all did happen, this is what we sing. This is what we sing as a response to the Lord. And if you don't sing well, you're going to have to sing it over. So let's do it.